AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Wednesday. We will have a Stein alert here coming in a little bit here. Jeff Stein will join us, and we'll be chatting with him about various different things. Probably bring up Louis Gohmert. Louis is now the latest politician to come down with coronavirus. The guy that basically didn't want to wear it. Now, and he's now saying it's because he has a mask. By the way, he went into his office to tell everyone. Unbelievable. Patrick, have you had a nice day? Are things going well for you, my friend?
Yeah, things are going really well. Yesterday, unfortunately, I know you guys were speculating. I was not in Edmonton. I wish I got to go, but I was over at the exotic Bloomington Ice Garden for hockey.
Okay. Who was playing hockey? Just some minors?
Yeah, kind of, I don't know, 10, 11-year-old kids.
Okay. Well, I hope you had a good time. I mean, it definitely was probably a nice break for the temperature, that's for sure. I went out to Bredesen Park. Now, I've been to Bredesen Park, and I'll post some pictures of the hike a little bit later on. But if you don't know, Bredesen is in Edina. And by the way, me walking around the park going, it actually gets drowned out. It's like crickets in Edina. You hear that all the time. It's kind of weird that way. Anywho, I got all the way through. And it brought up, there was something that I saw on the way there, which really plays a point here. And it's about messaging. And I want to make sure I address something that I have been talking about in regards to the what we learned yesterday with the fact that a white supremacist was one of the people that started the troubles in Minneapolis. And that is that, once again, we have George Floyd was murdered by police, Minneapolis police, the latest black man to be murdered by the police, the latest. You have most of the people arrested for problems during that time. Most of the people that were arrested were from out of the metro area. They were not from Minneapolis, St. Paul. They were from out of the metro area. And now you have a white supremacist as one of the people that was the instigator of the initial violence. And I get some people are mad. I don't know if it's fair to say that, there was other problems first, and I'm doing some other person's bidding by pointing out the fact that guy was a white supremacist, and they've kind of pretty much caught this guy. So, it is a very hard thing to realize that here we see the evidence that this was outsiders, that this was the police once again murdering another black man, white supremacists involved, people not from the city. And the narrative still from the Republicans is basically that the black liberals of Minneapolis need to be reined in. That's what their narrative is. And it's very important that we talk about this, because this is there is an element to what they're doing which can get blown up in front of their face. And to understand this, we need to actually go to some audio clips. So I had someone sent to me there was a candidate forum for the 5th district last night. And it's from Africa Let's Talk. And I'm guessing it's a cable access show or maybe an online streaming show. It's narrated by Collins Kofi Oppong, a.k.a. Mr. Beyond. Mr. Beyond, you are more than welcome on my show anytime. And they had all four candidates for the 5th district on. And it was interesting because there was Danielle Stella. And you've been here. Let me. You've been having some bad days, some tough times. I think cut one here is her introductory statement to the class at the forum here. For once again, this is Africa Let's Talk. This is the forum. Here is the opening statement from. Hit it here.
I'm an America First candidate, Danielle Sella, and I'm running for Congress to preserve our American heritage, culture, and institutions. I'm here to always tell the voters and constituents the truth. Right now, we are under attack as a nation. We are being faced with challenges that we have not before seen. We have not stuck to our Constitution. Slowly, it has began to erode away from us. I have a background in education, working with our children. When I look to our future, our immediate future, I am scared on behalf of the children and on behalf of all the families. This is not what we are about as a country. We are not about division and chaos and inner turmoil in our state. We, as a nation, we have a constitution. It is not being followed. We need to have unity. We need to make a difference in our community. We need to help our fellow citizens who need a hand up in this difficult time. We need to fight for the future for all of the children. Yeah. We need to make sure that school is accessible for all the children. If they have special needs, we need to make sure to advocate on behalf of all of the children. Instead of making it some national issue and focusing on something that we don't like, right here, right now, is our time to help our fellow men and women and children in Minnesota District 5. It is very important that we fight. Once we lose our constitutional rights, we will never regain them. And we have seen in the last month and a half, 2 months, how bad things are getting. And looking at the number of men and women who are homeless and looking at the increased crime rates, these are all very concerning to me. And these are things that we must take immediate action to change these.
And you guys edited out. It's a shame you guys edited out all the way there, because the reaction from Mr. Beyond does like, okie doke. All right, let's move on to the next person. He was. I'll give Mr. Beyond, the guy that was the narrator on this thing, I'll give him credit, because he cut these people off. He said 2 minutes. Once 2 minutes was up, you were done talking. The benefit of doing a forum on a Zoom call. Let's go ahead. Let's just play another one. Here's another one. I'll tell you what this was about. There was one of the issue ones here that she talked about. Go ahead here.
Immigration is one of the most important issues of our time. The political elites give lip service to abstract solutions on immigration during campaign season, only to table the issue once reelected. The truth is that Democrats need the immigrant vote, and the GOP establishment love the immigrant cheap labor. This applies to both legal and illegal immigration. Illegal immigration and refugee resettlement threaten America's security, economy, and culture.
Did she brag about
cheap
labor?
It is time for a hard stop on illegal immigration by turning illegals over to ICE for them to be arrested and or deported. Sanctuary cities harboring illegals are committing a crime, and their elected officials should be punished accordingly. No open borders, DACA, no DAB, no globalism. America is now importing another 1 million legal immigrants every year through birthright citizenship, change migration policies, and massive abuse.
Thank you very much.
Okay, there you go. Okay, I've had enough of them. That was immigration. As you can tell, an issue that, I will say this. The fact that she went on this forum and she didn't change, you know, she is still this crazy train. Danielle Stella is a crazy train. And I should mention, all four of the candidates were there. Lacey Johnson and Danielle Stella from the Republican side, Ilhan Omar and Anton Melton Mukes on the Democratic side. And they both, and all of them were able to talk and speak. And I mean, I'll post the link to the forum a little bit later on. But this is just, there is a reason why I'm playing this, because listen to how insane this woman is. Play the next one. Let's go with another one here.
This goes back to America First policies. If we put America first and we take care of our American citizens. Need to put our focus and all of our attention into making sure our American citizens have safe, affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
We are failing our veterans in this country. We are not failing them when they are abroad serving our country bravely, risking their lives for your and my safety.
This is a housing issue, by the way.
We are failing them when they return home. And they are not even able to have secure, safe housing. So the answer to this problem is not to have more people come when we already have had a crisis in housing. We already had 10 cities way before this coronavirus outbreak occurred, way before the rioting and the looting occurred. We need to go back to our Constitution. We need to put the emphasis on America. We need to take care of our veterans. We need to assist
this
those
is a housing
who
question.
Genuinely need it. A help up in time of need, but not giving out free handouts.
She just, oh God, I need her so badly. Here's the deal. There's a reason why this is important, because Danielle Stella actually could very easily win the Minnesota 5th Republican primary. Very easily. She is what Republicans like. They like that crazy train that, you know, makes, you know, Trump look sane, kind of far extremism, the Louie Gohmert, the Michelle Bachmann, that extremist far side of it. I mean, there was a question about housing, and she spent the entire time talking about veterans and not bring up the fact that there's a lot of homeless veterans on the streets, but you don't want to help them, but you want to help the veterans. She is a train wreck. She is a magnificent train wreck. As I was driving through Edina today, I went past a house that had a sign in front of it that said that Dean Phillips and Heather Edelson is the house rep, I believe, there that represents Edina, are on board with Ilhan Omar and her destruction of the Minneapolis police. We need to vote them out. That's the narrative. As I go back to the beginning of the show and I talk about one of the things that the Republicans are trying to drive with this narrative, it's that we need to rein in black liberals in Minneapolis, St. Paul, even though the police killed George Floyd, even though white supremacists started the problems, even though most of the people that have been arrested are not even from Minneapolis, St. Paul, and a lot of them are not black. That doesn't matter to them. They want to drive that narrative. And the narrative that they have already geared up is because Keith Ellison's not on the ballot this year. It's all Ilhan Omar. It doesn't matter the district. It doesn't matter the city. It doesn't matter the county. It doesn't matter anything. Every Republican will be running against Ilhan Omar because the narrative is simply going to be they want to get rid of all cops, which is not true by any means. Not even all the Democrats in Minneapolis want to even do police reform, for goodness sakes, let alone, you know, destroying the cops and having no cops. They're not going to be cops anywhere. That's what their whole narrative is going to be. And as I was driving through this one area, there is multiple signs. Now, once again, there are not many Republican areas of the Minnesota 5th District. But in the ones I did, I saw a lot of Lacey Johnson signs because they want the Republicans cannot have Danielle Stella as their nominee in the 5th and still try to pull this whole thing off with this whole, because the last thing the Republicans want to have to do is have to address Danielle Stella. That's the last thing that they want to do. They don't want to have to, they're spending as much money as they can to try to defeat her. Because the last thing that they want to have to do is in every Republican district say, are you like Danielle Stella? And like, I don't want to talk about that. Minnesota 5th District, that's not my district. Oh, by the way, Ilhan Omar, they can't get away with that. So they are desperate to defeat her. Now, let's go ahead, Patrick, one more. Let's get one more gem from Danielle Stella if we could here.
I think that we do need to have that conversation. However, the issue is not at hand where we actually bring it to the table that we're going to get rid of our entire police force. When we make such drastic comments like that, that is alarming to
most people.
Every
have not
parent,
said that.
Every person who has a loved one who lives in our district, when we see the crime rates skyrocket over. A direct result of what this is said. Not every police officer is a bad person. They chose to go into a dangerous position for their career. They willingly go into dangerous situations every single day of their life. They risk their lives to protect our community. The answer is not to get rid of them completely. The answer is to maybe change and have better training and implement maybe an election.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you very much, candidates.
She's done talking. Listen to that. Listen to that. It's everyone in the district is a hardened criminal. Everyone in Minnesota 5 is a bloodthirsty criminal who's going to go after your loved ones. If you've got loved ones in the Minnesota 5th district, they're going to go. The Democrats are going to make sure they're dead by night. Oh, they're going to kill them all. And then turns around and is like, sure, they killed a black guy, but, you know, the police are good people. You know, it's interesting. That's the kind of dynamic the Republicans do not want to have to deal with. Oh, she is everything I've ever dreamed of in a Republican candidate. She truly is. Criminal record, just insane comments. Just, I need her so bad. But not just because I can still do this voice. Tell me that's not the best damn Danielle Stella impression you've ever heard. That's on point, my friend. Not only because I can use that imitation for a few more months, because if she's the nominee, the Republicans then have a much harder time of talking about how they're, you know what, we're for some changes in Minneapolis, just not these extreme changes, because the person they're going to have on point on the ground in Minneapolis is the most fringe far-right candidate they possibly could have put forward, who is going to be demanding that people bow down and kiss the ring of the police. And that is not what they want. They're going to have to campaign against that. So it's messaging. And one final message before I get into my break here. I want to make sure everyone remembers this. There's a lot of Republicans out there who are saying, I don't know if I'm going to vote this year. They're all going to vote. They're all going to go. They're all going to vote for Trump. They're all going to go. They're all going to vote for Trump. Every single one of them. Yep, they are. You had better plan on getting everyone you know to the polls, because that's their big con right now. Is that, I'm not sure I'm going to. Of course they are. They would give him a lifetime appointment if they could. They will all, even the ones who are, I'm a little wishy-washy. No, they will all vote for Trump. Every single one of them. Don't let them make you believe that there is somehow that a lesser turnout can somehow still get wins. Nope, they're all going to vote, and they're just hoping to convince you to stay home. So make sure everyone you know gets out and votes this election time. And God, just because there's no way in the world that Danielle Stella will ever win the Minnesota 5th District, no matter who the Democratic candidate is. But God, a man can dream, because I need a bright ray of hope to shine upon me as we go through this fall. And that shiny, shrill, oh my God, what did she just say? Ray of hope is Danielle Stella. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
The heat wave means it's time to save at Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. During July, get instant savings of $700 on air conditioners, including ductless systems. Be sure to ask about 0% financing with payments as low as $50 per month. Visit standardheating.com.
Help Victor's 1959 Cafe, your favorite Cuban restaurant, stay open. Victor's is closed temporarily, but they are accepting gift card purchases at victors1959cafe.com. So head on over to purchase a gift card, and once we're through this, enjoy some delicious Cuban cuisine.
I love the Toyotas I've gotten at Rudy Luther Toyota, but I keep going back because of Luther's top-notch customer service. A great example, the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works Car Washes. And I can tell you, it will save you a lot of money over 3 years. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Even though these are challenging times, All Energy Solar is still committed to providing you a cost-effective, environmentally friendly energy system through their zero-contact protocol. Solar remains a great value and long-term investment, but some of the incentive programs will be expiring soon. All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process. They can evaluate your property by phone or webinar, and can even complete preliminary design work without visiting your home. So start saving on your energy bill today and visit allenergysolar.com.
Hey, I guess we found a new name for our show.
Really? What's the new name?
Pilot's Progressive Party.
How did you ever come up with that?
Pilot's our name and progressive fun is our game.
Well, what's that about?
It's a one-hour news show with progressive guests and information you normally don't hear on the radio.
Well, that's so exciting. I have a few ideas for guests myself.
I know they'll be progressive.
Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. on AM 950.
The Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
By the way, someone also needs to tell Danielle Stella that if you've got a reversible camera that basically reverses your image, that if you hang the flag, it's going to come up backwards. I know she thought she was being patriotic, but the entire time the flag's backwards behind her. Oh, Danielle. I need her so damn bad. I really do. She is magnificent. It really is. You generally don't see a candidate this bad. And it will, like I said, it's narrative. Republicans, the entire narrative is going to be Ilhan Omar. They're with Ilhan. They're with, look at them. Here, we got a picture of them kissing. Look, they're kissing. You better not vote for them. That's going to be their entire narrative. And then Danielle Stella crashes the party. Oh, my God. She'll crash the Republican Party, that's for sure. 952-946-6205. Let's get into the Minnesota coronavirus. Once again, we got Stein coming up here in just a little bit. More than 150 people have been newly admitted to Minnesota hospitals for COVID-19 over the last 3 days, the busiest stretch of inpatient hospital activity since early June. The Minnesota Department of Health on Wednesday reported 310 people were hospitalized with COVID-19, a net increase of 16 from Tuesday. Among hospitalized patients, 143 needed intensive care due to severe breathing and or other complications from the infectious disease. Now, I want to make sure I talk about that for a quick second. The ICU patients, intensive care patients, that was down to like 108 a few weeks ago. And now we're back up to 143. And we're starting to get up dramatically again in the hospitalization. And this is just, but this is the way it goes. And by the way, you're going to get, I really am so scared of back to school because there are a lot of people who, frankly, we should have the ability to say, you know what, I wish my kids could go to school, but I don't want people to die. And that just seems to be escaping. And it's not just Republicans. There's a lot of Democrats who are like that, too, who are, I don't care. I want, my kid needs to be interacting with other kids. And I said, well, but you could kill a teacher. And the mentality is, I don't care. And the reality is that these people, there will be dead kids. There'll be a 12-year-old with some sort of lung condition that dies because we forced the schools open and the kid died. And your parents are going to be like, oh, that's a shame, but I still got to get my little Billy's got to go to school. We don't know what sacrifice is anymore. We don't. And we're this country of selfishness. And don't get me wrong. I understand that some parents, Matt, you don't get it. I've got a 4-year-old. I got a 5-year-old. I got a 6-year-old. I just don't know how. I can't teach the kid. I need them in a school environment. I can get that. But we should have at least a level of common decency that says, something that's going to kill people, and this is not might, it will kill people. Well, maybe we shouldn't, that should not be the first choice of action. I basically, I remember when this whole thing started, it was Lent. You remember, I love Fish Friday fish fries. Lent Friday fish fries are a great thing. I went to two of them this year before everything shut down. I wasn't outside on the street screaming about how you need to reopen everything so I can have a fish fry. And people come out, I was like, why would you want to reopen everything? It's a fish fry. You're going to kill people. And I, you know, that wasn't a viable counterpoint, because saying I want fish is not a viable counterpoint. We've become a country of frickin' Veruca Salt from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I want it now! And that's just this selfishness is killing us. For God's sakes, we are the worst country on the planet with this crisis. And it gets worse and worse every day. And the mentality is, well, I gotta get my beef and cheddar from Arby's. And it's just like, this selfishness, we've got to get past this. And it shouldn't have to take a loved one dying for you to realize you're being a selfish jackass. That's, if I can be blunt, it shouldn't take a loved one of yours dying before you realize, well, maybe I shouldn't be so aggressively trying to get everything open again. A state Wednesday acknowledged another 681 newly confirmed infections, 9 deaths, bringing the total for the pandemic to 52,947. 1,589 deaths. One death involved someone in the age 50 to 59. The rest were 70 and older. The number of hospitalizations is closely watched by health officials because it suggests a worsening toll for the pandemic. Minnesota's COVID-19 hospital admission rate has been dropping since May and had almost reached the sales target, the state's target threshold of no more than 4 admissions per week out of 100,000 people. The rate has been climbing since July 3rd, though. Gee, a miracle. What happens? School gets out. Everyone starts going out in the sunshine and starts hanging around with each other. And guess what? 4 weeks later, we start getting cases. And 4 weeks after that, we start seeing hospitalizations go up. Gee willikers! The initial increased diagnostic testing has contributed to rising case counts in Minnesota, which started to rise after the June 10th limited reopening of indoor bars, restaurants, fitness clubs, and entertainment destinations. However, the positivity rate of diagnostic tests is increasing as well, suggesting a broader spread of the virus. There you go. 952-946-6205. Can you play? Is there a possibility you could play one more just Danielle Stella drop for me here? Play Danielle Stella here. This is just a delight for you here. This is to kind of cleanse your palate before we get into Jeff Stein.
I am not an advocate of Medicare for All. I feel that places an undue burden on the millennials and the Zoomers.
Zoomers?
And it makes it so we are not going to have these innovative breaking edge doctors wanting to even go into med school.
What?
They're not going to want to go study 8 years and then take a residency when it is just being passed over to the government.
What?
The answer to this issue is not more government control. It is common sense approach. And instead of focusing our government resources on things like abortion, we didn't do all of that, we could have these type of clinics that are in need in certain communities. But the answer is not to have our doctors all forced to provide Medicare for All. It is not working out for other countries. It causes huge waiting lines. And to compare it, look at the VA.
Thank you very much.
Just stop. Look at the VA. VA is underfunded. And I don't think she understands how Medicare for All works if she thinks that the doctors are going to have to send all their money to the government. She really doesn't have any. No, never mind. And it doesn't work. Remind you, socialized medicine doesn't work in any other country. Please, God, it's me, Matthew. If there's any chance, can we make Danielle Stella the Republican candidate for the Minnesota 5 race? Please. Please. Oh, please. 952-946-6205. Jeff Stein, when we do return, it is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
During July, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is offering $700 off new energy-efficient air conditioners with payments as low as $50 a month or 0% financing. No doubt that's a great offer, but is it a hot deal or cool savings? Either way, you'll be escaping the latest summer heat wave in cool comfort. Find out more about these great savings on a new air conditioner at standardheating.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve since 1930.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed. Also, the Army National Guard's education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to make a t-shirt up that says Zoomers. Oh, God. I want her so bad to be the GOP nominee for the 5th. Hey, thank you very much to all the members who have been sponsoring AM 950 as we've gone through this pandemic crisis. We do appreciate it. You're helping preserve progressive radio in Minneapolis-St. Paul through the election cycle. Brand new Cliff Schechter interview for you as a member upgrade. That's right. If you go to the members page, sign up, become a member, you can hear the Cliff Schechter interview that we did with him yesterday. That is for members only. So to hear that, go sign up. Go to AM 950 Radio, click on the membership page, do a one-time donation or a regular monthly or recurring donation. And, of course, you can get access to the members' interviews. Not only Cliff this week, but we have Tom Hartman interviews from the past that you can only hear if you're a member. So head over to am950radio.com for more information about that. Jeff Stein's our national and presidential expert, noted author. Find his books at Next Chapter Books, totallyiowa.com. The Iowa Business Report is his weekly show down there. He joins us from KXEL in Cedar Falls, Waterloo, where we get the Iowa Politics Report. Jeff, did you hear any of Danielle Stella, the GOP candidate for their ticket for the Minnesota 5 District, Ilhan Omar seat?
I did not, because I could hear you introduce it, but that wasn't being piped down the line. But I love the concept of T-shirts that say Zoomer. I love that.
Zoomer.
That's tremendous.
Am I missing? I don't know what Zoomers.
What is Zoomer? Is it someone who connects via Zoom? I don't get this. What is that?
I think she was. I think she got Zoom and Boomers mixed up.
I've done three Zoom segments today, and I'm barely a baby boomer. I'm not proud of that, but I mean, I'm barely in the category, so that's me. A baby boomer who uses Zoom is a Zoomer. Okay, now we know.
Well, and as Danielle Stella will tell you, I'm Generation J. I have no...
Here, hold my beer.
There you go. I've got to start... Let's start with liability, because I know this is something that is going to affect Iowa quite a bit. There are currently, the Congress is contemplating two new bills. One's an expansion of the business loan program. The other one is an expansion of unemployment benefits as well as one-time payments to individuals, as well as also a moratorium on evictions to continue on for a while. And what Mitch McConnell has said is that he will not approve the additional aid for the unemployed and the payments as well as the moratorium unless there is a liability waiver for corporations that force their employees to work during the coronavirus. Obviously, this is geared towards the meat industry because, as you and I have talked quite a bit, A lot of the meat industry clearly knew that this was a problem, but yet set people in to work without putting in the proper safety requirements in place. They got their employees sick. They've got their the families of their employees sick. They got their communities sick. We've seen it in small towns over across the Midwest. My feeling is this, is that if the Democrats challenge him on this, the Republicans really have no way. They have to kind of forego that, because I don't think they can take the risk of going into the election cycle and not having done anything to help the American people on for a second time.
It becomes a moot point because of the fact that so many states, and you mentioned mine of Iowa, we've already got it in place. In other words, states have independently, to a large degree, put some of these things in place. Those that have not, because their legislature wasn't meeting, will no doubt do it at the beginning of the year when people come back. So it becomes a fight to some degree without a real point. Now, I understand if I'm Tyson, for example, and I have however many plants in however many states, I want the protection of the federal law. But there's quite a difference, and you're seeing this, by the way, in this additional unemployment benefit thing. So put that over here for a second. The problem with national regulations and rules is that they are overly generous in some respects, under generous in others, and they don't fit every situation. I like states' rights. Let the state determine. And if these big companies don't like it, then too bad. Because here's the thing about the employer liability. All right, it has to do with going forward. It doesn't have to do with retroactive. All right, so if they were violating OSHA, if they were violating CDC guidelines, they're still on the hook, as they should be. And it's not just big employers. It's Matt McNeil's retail store, you know, where you have your kids working day and night just to, you know, so you can have the lifestyle that you enjoy.
Thongs or, are us.
You know, that's it. So the concept is that this is to protect businesses from a patron coming in saying, oh, I caught COVID at McNeil's store, or of one of McNeil's employees saying they got it. Now, the reason that I, even as a lawyer, don't like these rules is that you can still win the lawsuit, right? I mean, so let's say that you don't have this insulation, this waiver of liability. People can sue, you can win, because who's going to be able to very closely prove that a patron got COVID-19 at your place of business? It's very hard to do. Now, granted, I know that those lawsuits cost money and all of that.
Well, but
I'm afraid of abuse. I'm afraid of abuse if they have blanket liability.
Let's go back to smoking, though. Remember that? That was the whole argument about smoking, is that how could these employees of the diner where smokers were at and they had to go work the smoking section, there was no smoking section when this started.
Right.
How could they viably come back and say it's their fault? Now, granted, what you did there was the culpability was on the cigarette companies. But the cigarette companies were reckless, and they said, oh, up until the very end, or cigarettes are healthy. There's no problem with cigarettes. And that's the problem, is when you have, I mean, whether it's a large corporation or, you know, Phil's bar out in the middle of some small town, he's like, you don't have to wear a mask to come on in here, get your drink on and show those liberals who's boss. Well, then all of a sudden five of their people get sick. That's what I think what we're looking at is that this is, it's two things. It's one, it's that Republican idea of never ask for permission, ask for forgiveness to an extreme. And on the other side of it, it's a, you know, we've been pushing these false narratives. Let's make sure there's legal protections for people that actually followed our reckless advice.
And with your example of the bar, there is ample evidence out there that people who go to bars often wind up contracting it, because by virtue of the fact that you start drinking alcohol, your inhibitions are reduced. You don't wear the mask. You don't do the social distance, whatever it is. So if I'm defending the bar owner, I'd say, well, look, you're stupid enough to come into a bar, then you get what you deserve. Now, I'm not saying that's a great argument. My point is, I don't like this blanket rule, because to your point, the bar will say, come on in, because they know they aren't going to get sued unless it's egregious, unless it's violating rules. The big companies could say, sure, you know, come on back. We'll make you come back to work, because they know they're not going to get sued. And if the company, the bigger companies to me are the problem, because they're the ones who are going to do the absolute minimum. So if you have this liability insulation so that they can't be sued, they're going to do the bare minimum.
And so
that's the problem. You're going to encourage them, Matt, to do a little more than the minimum if they run the risk of a lawsuit. And again, the regulations are not that stringent from CDC and OSHA, and the meat industry just flaunted them all along. And should they, in one respect, and I'm blurring the issue with this next comment, should they be rewarded for their past bad, proven bad behavior by being told, okay, going forward, we're not going to hold you responsible? I just don't like that. I just don't think that that's what the jurisprudential system had in mind, you know, when we established that system. I don't think that's what folks had in mind.
And McConnell is actually looking at retroactive liability waivers. I mean, he is looking for it. And the problem is, you know, there are plenty of small towns in Iowa where there hasn't been that big of a problem. I mean, let's be honest. Right. I mean, there's plenty of small towns. But in Minnesota as well, there are plenty of small towns. I mean, I think Lake of the Woods County has only had one case. It's on the very northern part of the state. I mean, there are places where there's not meat processing plants, where small towns have not been, you know, crippled by this. And then you have every one of these towns, it seems, that wears a meat processing plant. And it's not just the employees. It's the employees' families. And there are people who have died. And they have people in the community. And there are people in there that have died, where there's this massive explosion. And they're just – the idea that we should let these people off the hook for – especially if they were being told, you've got to put up safety precautions, and it took them 2 months and 600 sick employees for them to finally say, okay, let's do the bare – as you said, the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that that's a viable option.
I'm not comfortable with it at all. I believe in – and I think I've been consistent with this. There have been some public officials, local, state, federal, who have made huge mistakes during this. But I'm not going to hold them – hang them out to dry if they did it based upon the best information they had at the time with the best of intentions and it just turned out to be wrong. I'm okay with them acting with what they had at the time. But the distinction is with these industries, they knew better. They literally had sick employees at one plant that closed. So what did they do? They closed because there were too many sick employees. They bust them to another plant and spread the infection. That's not an oops, I made a mistake based upon just an incorrect judgment. That is clearly taking advantage of workers who, by definition, because of the industry, don't have a way to take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. I don't want those people to be rewarded. Now, if you say we want to protect business because we want businesses to open and we don't want good retail businesses, let's say, or McNeil Sweatshop or whatever, we want them to open back up again, then do something like payroll tax holiday for a limited period of time, but not this kind of blanket waiver of liability.
The whole check thing, I think the increased unemployment benefit, that was good. And as a matter of fact, I think that that's kind of one of the reasons why the economy hasn't really cavitated completely, is that in the sad state of America that we're in, a lot of people saying, yeah, it was the best I've been paid in years. And they were saying that. But
which is another problem.
Exactly.
Is it not?
Exactly. But then on top of the checks, I mean, I think it's nice. But I mean, the entire point of everything here comes to a point of we're trying to get you to buy stuff. And right now, I think that the idea is to hunker down. And it's going to be fascinating how this country is going to go here in the next 2 months, because with schools reopening and the insistence by some people that we have to sacrifice a few kids for the greater good, whatever they're talking about there. I mean, I think that if things really start getting out of control here and we start seeing, you know, worse and worse and worse numbers, especially within teachers, within schools, I think we are going to have to see some sort of major shutdown of this country for an extended period just to get us through this.
This is the problem we have right now. This is happening during a major election year when we have a society that is as divided as it has been in 50 years, easily. Okay. We can't any of us take a breath and actually have a conversation. Like, for example, let's just take the school issue. If a state official said the presumption should be full-time in-person status, you're going to have people who immediately go ballistic about killing kids. And all my statement was the presumption is you should be in school in person full time. Now, if in fact that's not warranted in a certain region, it's not warranted in a certain district, then get the approval from the state for a waiver from the norm. That's not a big deal, but nobody will actually sit and have this conversation. The unemployment benefits issue. Nobody is cutting unemployment benefits if nothing is done by the end of this week. Unemployment benefits are by the state. Your state unemployment benefits don't change. What changes is whether or not you get a bonus from the federal government that if it is extended out at current levels for a full 52-week year will be $31,000 plus bonus in addition to the unemployment benefits. So if you want to have a conversation about whether we should keep giving that bonus or whether it should be 200 or whether it should be tied to a percentage of someone's pay that they had before they were unemployed, which again is drastically different across the country, let's have the conversation. But instead we have one side talking about freeloaders and the other side talking about cutting things because and this is one of the things that people may not know, and I'll try to be as brief as possible. We have a presidential library in the state of Iowa. It's in West Branch. Herbert Hoover, the only native-born president from Iowa, there's a presidential library there. The director of the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library, and it's in a very small town, West Branch, just east of Iowa City, they get paid the absolute same money as the people who run the FDR Library, the JFK Library, and both of those are in larger states with higher costs of living, the Reagan Library, all of these other places. They get the same pay. Why? Because it's a federal job classification, and they want to be fair so everybody gets the same pay. You get merit raises based upon longevity. Well, that, however many, you know, it's $150,000, $180,000, whatever it is, I can tell you that goes a lot further in West Branch, Iowa, than it does in Simi Valley, California. And so when you say $600 to every unemployed person, that means a lot more to people in the Midwest than it does on the coasts. But is it fair for somebody in the Midwest to get less? No, it's not fair. But let's have a conversation about percentages, perhaps.
Well, if I can say here's the other side of that, though. Yeah. Both Republicans and Democrats in that Congress know that state unemployment benefits are not nearly enough to offset people being out of work. They know this, that people will go hungry, that people will be evicted. And Republicans are looking at it far more from the economic standards. You know, Democrats more look at it more from the societal standards. But the reality is the reason why even Republicans are on board with this is there's this undeniable element that we do not have a safety net system in place that if someone becomes unemployed, that they can sustain themselves. And that's the larger issue. Going back to the other problem with the schools, the problem that I have is that Israel, I'll give you Israel. Israel had pretty much coronavirus under control. They opened the schools and it skyrocketed again. And it's kind of one of those things where we do have test cases we can look at. It just is like all the time in America, we refuse to look at countries that have done it either correctly or done it poorly and be able to say, well, maybe we should do it more like the guys that did it correctly than the guys that did it poorly. We have a tendency of saying, we're just going to do it and let's just hope for the best. And I think that is the most insane standard, especially when we have evidence that says opening the schools is not a good idea.
Well, and again, who says it should be the same in your state as in my state? Who says it should be the same in a city of 100,000 in my state as one with 1,000? Mm-hmm. I guess this idea of one size fits all, I'm just not terribly comfortable with. Why can't we be rational enough to judge situations on their specific merits and go from there?
Because pandemics don't see different sizes states. They're pandemics. I don't mean to be blunt about that, but that's the truth.
Well, but I'm talking about local control as opposed to blind one size fits all. And so, again, you can tell me about Israel. That's fine. I'm concerned about what I know in my area. And so that's why this nationalization of everything in a country this size geographically and population-wise, you just got to be smarter. Pay attention to these things and deal with them based upon the facts you have with the given situation.
But you have to look at it like a hurricane, only it's hitting the entire country at the same time. It's not looking at poor or white. It's not looking at Republican or Democrat. It's wiping out everybody. And if we don't have a more unified approach to it, we end up having what happened with George W. Bush in New Orleans after Katrina, where, you know, Alabama, Mississippi, they got taken care of. But because those people that didn't vote for me in New Orleans, they got punished. And still today, they haven't really recovered some of those areas. We got to
It's political. Yeah, you're way behind on the break. It's political and it shouldn't be.
Take a quick break, come back, talk about Trump's comments today. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Laura. Listen to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast. Our individual health is connected to the health of each other and connected to the health of the earth. We know the problems with the dominant food system, climate change, deadening soils, nitrates in the water, factory farming, injustice, concentration of wealth. How do we both as individuals and as a community step up and support a living food system which honors the earth? Tune to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. and remember to support your independent farmers.
Nightingale at 26th and Lindale is open for in-person service. They have a lovely socially distanced patio and interior available for safe and thoughtful dining and drinks. Nightingale has reservations via resi.com with plenty of tables and bar spots saved for walk-up reservations. Nightingale's temporary summer hours are Sunday through Thursday from 4 to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday 4 p.m. to midnight. Last call for full menu 30 minutes before close with curbside takeout by calling 612-354-7060. Info, menu, and updates at nightingalempls.com.
Let's talk about getting your home zero-res clean. To say your home has been lived in these last few months is probably an understatement. Have you assessed the damage? Dirty carpet, food stains, pet accidents? Don't just call the cheapest cleaners because you think you're getting a deal, because you'll pay for it. Call Zero Res with over 8,000 real customer reviews online and a 4.9 Google rating. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet Zero Resified starting at just $139 when you mention AM 950. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com.
Hey, AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Apparently, Trump just called it Minneapolis again. Jeez. It is Jeff Stein joining us right now. He'll eventually get that. Minneapolis, FYI.
Don't you have the Minneapolis 500 race there, too?
Exactly. There is an interesting article that made the point Trump is not doing what he needs to do to expand his base. He is, as a matter of fact, he's contracting his base by getting more and more racist. The comments he made about suburban America today, where he basically said, we're going to save you from those people coming on in. And then the comment about Booker, my goodness. I mean, he really does seem to be going down. I'm just trying to appeal to the most racist people, and that's going to be my base. And if I lose with them, I lose with them.
And the problem is that it's going to turn off in increasing ways. I mean, this is going to be a nasty campaign at all levels, on all sides, at all, you know, whether it's national or local. And I think it's going to turn off an awful lot of people who really need to pay attention. And that's not good. And that's the problem with it. Yeah. I mean, when each side, to some degree, I think, is waiting for the other side to lose its own base. Well, that's not helpful. That's not proactive. And that's not aspirational, which is what I grew up thinking campaigns were. But right now it's maybe it's the Trump tone that then permeates everything in the room. I don't know.
Well, and that's where he's getting the most love. Right? Let's be honest. I mean, that's where the people who are the most blind followers of him, he validates them. But the problem is that, you know, it is going to be interesting to see. I still think all the Trump voters are going to vote for him. I still do. But yeah. I wonder how many people are going to say, you know, yeah, but if I vote for him, I'm voting for the guy who's basically clearly the racist.
I don't think they care at the ads that they're running now that you're going to die in Joe Biden's America. What's that do?
Well, it's, I love the fact that in those ads, the scenes they show to show the chaos are all from Trump's administration. So that's it. It's just crazy. This is just a crazy freaking world right now. Jeff Stein, once again, Next Chapter Books, totallyiowa.com. We'll spotlight this one. We will be back tomorrow. Have a good one. Till tomorrow. See ya.